This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
He's the head basketball coach, University of Maryland. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Joins us every Tuesday. Coach Kevin Willard. Coach, what's happening?
Nothing, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. Well, week that it was, you know, Wednesday, zaniness. To say the least, I was saying things on my couch, Coach, that I'd get fired for if I repeated them today on the air with you, and I'm sure you were probably feeling the same way. 60-foot buzzer beater, and you know, I mean, you've been around the game for a long, long time. You've already had a couple of tough L's this season, but when you watch that thing go through the hoop, what's the first thing that popped in your mind?
Actually, right when he shot it, I knew it was good. It never left the rim. It tracked it the whole way. And the first thing that came through my mind was, you know, that we're going to have to somehow bounce back and get ready for Penn State on Saturday, because I thought both teams on Wednesday played extremely hard. I thought it was a great college atmosphere. The Xfinity Center was rocking. But my first thought was literally like, I got to find a way to make sure that, you know, we can now go at Penn State and find a way to win against a tough Penn State team.
And then you went up there on Saturday afternoon and got that done. Now you got Gillespie hits two threes, you're up 6-0, clock malfunction, then there was kind of a delay in the game, and I'm certainly not trying to get you to say that that was reasons or excuses, because you didn't win, let's stress that. But was there kind of a vibe where you had lost so many games in a row going back a few years to like, all right, here we are, we're cooking. We've had a couple of days to reflect and get rid of, flush that Michigan State game, and what the hell's going on here? Like, right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it. You know, unfortunately, it's like, you know, trying to bounce your team back from a really tough buzzer beater is really tough. And you know, we all kind of were just sitting there waiting. I think one thing that has to get fixed in college basketball is, you know, the refs do a good job of reviewing and usually getting the right call on the review. I just think it needs to happen so much quicker. It's tough for fans to sit there and watch it. It's tough for teams to go through there and watch it. So. Yeah, it was tough, but you know, I'm proud of my guys. They found a way to bounce back. They were really, really, you know, resilient against a tough Penn State team that we've had trouble for. And, you know, it's a good win.
Now, the heartbreaker, Michigan State, to get the win at Penn State. What's the gamut of emotions for the players themselves? I mean, you can't totally flush Michigan State. I'm sure you'd like to see them again next week at the Big Ten tournament. But to get out of there, survive, if you will, against the Nittany Lions, how much more satisfied, if you will, Coach, were the players getting that W? Might not have been style points thing, but a win's all that matters, certainly in March.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at this time of year, you know, in conference play, you know, I looked at UCLA Northwestern last night and how that came down to a one possession game. You're going to be in these situations. And I think, you know, again, I'm so proud of this team for we've had our last three losses have all been at the buzzer. And for them to be able to bounce back each time, and get a W shows you how resilient this team really is.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, tomorrow taking on the Michigan Wolverines. Wolverines got kind of thumped there in the second half against Illinois, but they're back ready to rock and roll. They're number 17 in the country. Now, they match you size-wise with the 2 7-footers there. Dusty Mays, a brilliant coach, as he has proven throughout his young career. But just talk about this match, like Danny Wolf, for instance, tall, but he brings a little more to the equation, it looks like, Kevin, than just being a tall guy. Kind of a multifaceted big man there.
No, he's really good. I mean, I tell you what, Dusty's done a great job putting this team together. The way they play is really, really fast paced. And they do have, they have two big guys, Golden and Wolf, who really play well together. I think Wolf is, you know, he's obviously went from Yale and made a huge jump to the Big Ten Conference, and he's done a tremendous job. So, I mean, it's a tough, you know, Illinois kind of hit 9,000 threes against them the other night, and I think, you know, we have to be ready for Michigan's best shot.
Hey, Coach, talk about Julian Reese the other day against Penn State. I mean, the six steals, that was awesome, and then all the rebounds. You know, he didn't have the points, but he made up for a lot of it in other areas.
No, I mean, I think that's what the maturation of Julian Reese has been is, you know, he missed the first couple shots, and, you know, in the past he would have gotten a little down, and, you know, he just was phenomenal, especially the last 5 minutes playing with four fouls. He had three great contests at the rim. He was just phenomenal, and he's been so steady. He doesn't get enough credit for how good he's been.
Coach, talk about, you know, the Michigan. It's going to be loud. I'm sure it's going to be crazy. And what do you got to do to come home with a dub?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us, you know, and we did a pretty good job against Michigan State and a good, really good job against Penn State, is we got to take care of the ball and value the basketball. I think that's one thing why we're playing better on the road is that we're really, really getting better at valuing possessions, making sure we get good shots and not quick shots, especially on the road.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Terps tomorrow, 6:30, taking on Michigan in game. You can hear 105.7 The Fan. We had Jerry Palm on the yesterday from CBSSports.com. He has you guys as a 7, and I know, Kevin, we've talked about the net rankings and how you peruse them and follow them closely because it is an indicator, obviously. But Lenardi's got you 5. Mike DeCourcy, friend of the show, he's got you 4 or 5. Why the 7? When you see that, because Jerry, you try to explain, well, the quad one wins and, you know, et cetera. But when you see a 7, do you go, is he watching the same games we're watching here?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I think all these guys, they're, you have to understand, I mean, you know, they're also, if you look at the guys that are in front of us, is, you know, a lot of these guys have to make sure they take care of the conferences that are paying them. So, you know, I look at some of these guys and that, you know, they never get it correct. The biggest thing that we try to do is just take care of ourselves, worry about ourselves, worry about the net ranking, and, you know, really just try to play good basketball this time of year.
All right, Coach, last thing for you today. Gary Land, our friend Gary Williams, celebrates his 80th birthday, which is mind-boggling in and of itself. How much has Gary been, as you know, a guy to you get advice from him? He's certainly an advocate for the program as an alum and a national championship-winning coach. What does Gary Williams mean to Kevin Willard?
Oh, Coach has been great. Ever since I stepped on campus, he's come to practice, obviously been to games. He's been a good golf partner. We've won a lot of money together, which is, I love his handicap. Coach has been great. Obviously, he is, you know, what made Maryland basketball, you know, in the 2000s, you know, winning the national championship. He's just been great. He's been a great friend, a great advocate, and we're very lucky that he's so involved with the program.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.